So, Raphael, what do we know about this agent, this type of agent, the irreversible proteasome inhibitor, carfilzomib? What do we know in terms of efficacy and side effects and toxicity, Raphael?
Okay, so one, we desperately need it. Number two, as a single agent that has the highest activity of any of the myeloma drugs we have available, 57% in bortezomib naive. Three, when you look at bortezomib exposed or in another clinical trial, all three patients are treated with this, the clinical benefit response is about 30%, 30, 35%. The importance of that is that includes minimal response, but progression-free survival is the same if you have minimal response versus PR. So that's very, very important. And hopefully we'll be able to use higher doses because preclinical data says that if we can use higher doses, we might be able to overcome proteasome inhibitor resistance in some patients.
So Melissa, what do we know about peripheral neuropathy and this proteasome inhibitor, carfilzomib?
Yeah, it's actually one of the very exciting characteristics of the drugs, and it was that in all the trials that have been done, really there's not a significant risk for peripheral neuropathy. So even though initially when we did the phase one study, we were expecting to see that because it's a proteasome inhibitor, actually it has not been seen. So it's a great tool, even in patients that have significant peripheral neuropathy like Kenna's patient.